Coming up, Polonia Today, a radio program in English on Polish topics with producer and host Debbie Majka.
Good afternoon and dzień dobry. I'm Debbie Majka, producer and host of Polonia Today. And on this Sunday afternoon, November 29th, when we're all full of turkey, as always, Chopin's concert, Rondo Krakowiak, welcomes you to the multicultural voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM, and another edition of Polonia Today, a Polish program in English, which includes news from Poland, the Cultural Corner, the Polish word of the day, events in the Greater Delaware Valley Polish American community, such as they are, and in every program a variety of Polish music, classical, polkas and obereks, folk songs, popular music, and oldies too. So let's begin with Czerwony Tulipan and Lyric na Jesień, Autumn Lyrics. In the news, Mike Campbell and a letter from Poland.
Howdy, folks. This is Matt Campbell with a letter from Poland. I like to read, but I have a hard time sitting still. As a result, I read a lot of news, politics, sports, and entertainment. The question, "What's the last good book you read?" always presents a challenge for me, as I rack my brain to remember devoting enough time to get through an entire story. I may have once said to my future mother-in-law, "There's nothing I'm going to learn in a book that I can't find out for myself walking around on the street." I could probably still convince myself of that these days, except there aren't many places still open to go. Over a year ago, a friend of mine gave me a book to read. A few, actually. One in particular, written by his father, was a novel about an aging man on New York's Upper West Side doing his best to live life in the present, independent of a tortured past left behind in a war-torn Europe. It's the one I started with. Still, I could only gobble up bits and pieces of it in short doses, a few pages here and there. I've been committed to my daily routine of visiting a couple of current events sites for some time now, and old habits die hard. Recently, I was engaged in my morning scan of headlines, and one near the top caught my eye. Poland moves closer to the U.S., another Trump foreign policy success. Written by former ambassador to Germany, Richard Grenell, The opinion piece detailed a series of events, including the lifting of visa requirements and U.S. investment in Poland, to illustrate the strengthening relationship of the two countries, certainly a benefit to a country trying to solidify its position as an influential power in Europe. What a great find! Poland doesn't often make an appearance in U.S. news, not with positive connotations anyhow. I shared it with all of my classes because of the content, but also there's always a few new words to learn, and the relationship between the two countries is always good for discussion. Much to my surprise, a few weeks later on the Radio Poland website appeared a story about Mr. Grinnell, suggesting that he may be named the new ambassador to Poland should Trump secure a second term. Jackpot! Another chance to share with my students, to show that current events matter, that the nuance to be found in foreign policy has an effect on their daily lives. In this case, the nuance is that Mr. Grinnell is the highest-ranking openly gay official in the United States government. He's also a strong opponent of Nord Stream 2, the German-Russian pipeline some see as a threat to Poland's independence. On both fronts, such an appointment would bolster not only the national interest concerning security and energy, but would send a strong signal to a society in the midst of ongoing cultural clashes. I'm not sure the excitement I felt about such details was transferred to any pupils if they then decided to embark on more policy, fact-finding missions of their own. One never knows where their labors will take them, what sort of influence they will have. I felt the same way about writing songs, honestly. I've always enjoyed the process of writing them, but never presumed to know how far they would travel. Sometimes people find something that's right in front of them all along, waiting to be discovered. A couple of weekends ago, I woke up early on a Sunday morning, too early, and engaged in my normal routine, looking at my phone, scanning the headlines, looking for insight in the information. But it didn't come. I've become restless, scanning the room in the pre-dawn hours. There was the book, given to me by my friend, sitting on the windowsill, a creased page corner in the mid-30s marking the last place I left off. I picked it up and started in again. I turned my phone off after a few minutes and kept going. For nearly 4 hours, I read the story of this character, his escapades as a young man, his struggles as a husband and father, his survival among the countless atrocities of war, his escape to a new country, his rebuilding of identity, and his attempts to reconcile it all with some grace in the autumn of his years. I never met my friend's father, but I'll tell you, I rediscovered something in that book that I never would find on the street.
And before we get to the lighter side of the news, let's have a word from the sponsors who helped to bring you Polonia Today.
Are you looking for an elegant yet affordable ballroom for your wedding reception, or maybe a bridal or baby shower? How about a special birthday or retirement party? Look no further than the recently renovated Belvedere Ballroom at the Associated Polish Home, conveniently located at 9150 Academy Road, just off I-95. Expert catering, full-service bar, professional hardwood dance floor, safe off-street parking. Let Polish Home's experienced banquet manager plan your special event in the Belvedere Ballroom. Phone Diane at 856-912-1303.
A taste of Poland in Port Richmond, Polka Deli, located conveniently at 2719 East Allegheny Avenue. Kielbasa, fresh meats and cheeses, pierogi, naleśniki, homemade soups, deli sandwiches, desserts, candy, and much, much more. Marek Kucharski and family invite you. Open daily, phone 215-634-3750. I repeat, 215-634-3750. Polka Deli, a taste of home. And on the lighter side of the news, a Polish documentary entitled My Country So Beautiful, Mój Kraj Taki Piękny, has been included in the so-called long Oscar list. It qualified to be considered for an Academy Award as the winner of the E Tudo Verdade, It's All True International Documentary Film Festival in Sao Paulo, Brazil. The half-hour film by Grzegorz Papszycki has been produced by the Krzysztof Kieszłowski Faculty of Film Directing at the Silesian University in Katowice, southern Poland. Its ironic title refers to the exacerbation of radical sentiments in Poland over the last few years, showing, without any commentary, rallies, demonstrations, street riots, as well as speeches by people from both the left and right of the political spectrum. My Country So Beautiful has received awards at over a dozen festivals, including the Golden Hobby Horse at the International Film Festival in Kraków, Poland. And that concludes the news from Poland. Coming up next, the Cultural Corner, the Polish word of the day in the Philly scene, after we hear from the sponsors who help to bring you Polonia today. Czy szukasz eleganckiej i w przystępnej cenie sali balowej na przyjęcie ślubne? Albo może miejsca na bridal lub baby shower? Albo na przyjęcie urodzinowe? Nie patrz daleko. Zobacz ostatnio odnowioną, elegancką, belwederską salę balową w polskim domu, położonym wygodnie przy 9150 Academy Road, Northeast Philadelphia. Do Twojej dyspozycji oferowany jest wyspecjalizowany catering, bar z pełną obsługą, duży parkiet do tańca, bezpieczny parking samochodowy. Doświadczony menedżer wielu bankietów, wesel i przyjęć pomoże Ci w najlepszym dla Ciebie zaplanowaniu Twojej uroczystości. Po dodatkowe informacje proszę dzwonić do Danuty 856-912-1303.
Every meal becomes a feast with provisions from Czerw Brothers, the Kielbasy Boys. Kielbasa prepared in brick oven smokehouses, homemade pierogi, bacon, krakowska, and many varieties of sausage. Czerw Brothers, 3370 Tilton Street, Port Richmond, 215-423-1707. Monday through Saturday, stop by. John Czerw always welcomes you with a smile and high-quality, delicious polska kielbasa. 215-423-1707.
Hi, this is Debbie Majka, and you're tuned to the Cultural Corner of Polonia today, where Radio Polonia remembers the composer Henryk Mikołaj Górecki on the 10th anniversary of his passing.
Henryk Mikołaj Górecki shot to international fame in the early 1990s when his third symphony, subtitled Symphony of Sorrowful Songs, not only dominated the classical charts for a year, but also topped the pop charts in the UK, becoming the most popular recording of a work by a contemporary composer ever. Born on December the 6th, 1933, Górecki started studying music at the age of 19. 3 years later, he enrolled at the State High School of Music in Katowice to study composition with Bolesław Szabelski. During a post-Stalinist cultural thaw in the mid-1950s, he found himself at the forefront of the Polish avant-garde. The simple yet monumental style for which he came to be renowned became fully established in the 1970s. As he said in an interview for Polish radio in 2002,
"Największa radość dla twórcy jest to, jeżeli cię chcą grać.
It is the greatest joy for an artist if people want to play and listen to your music. One finds these places in the world. I always say that the Lord is so merciful that in unexpected places I find people devoted to me, and one can't ask for more. Probably that is happiness." Professor Tomasz Miczka, rector of the Music Academy in Katowice between 2008 and 2016, recalled Henryk Mikołaj Górecki thus.
Żegnamy naszego rektora, naszego profesora, naszego przyjaciela.
We said farewell to our rector, our lecturer and friend, a wonderful person, someone who never gave up, who always had his own mind, who was a great moral authority for us all.
Autorytetem moralnym dla nas wszystkich.
In the early 1980s, following the imposition of martial law in Poland, Henryk Mikołaj Górecki withdrew from public life and concentrated on choral settings, sacred music and chamber works, and pieces commissioned and premiered by the Kronos Quartet from San Francisco, Cardinal Kazimierz Nycz. I had the occasion to meet him many times because he chose to live in the diocese of Kraków for 30 years in the mountain village of Ząb. We met privately, but also in the local school at various celebrations, and I remember that he loved the Highland spirit and was loved in return, but he would criticize the various vices of the locals, especially those dangerous to others, such as drunk driving.
Chociażby takie, które groziły innym, na przykład jeżdżenie za kierownicą po spożyciu alkoholu.
Jenny Soskin from Boozy and Hawks, Górecki's publisher in London, has this recollection of the composer.
He liked to make a little bit of mischief. He was not an easy man, but he was a very kind man, even when he was being difficult. We spoke German together because that was our only common language, and after a particularly difficult period, he looked at me and he said, "Viel Spaß mit Górecki." So he knew what he was doing, but there was a great personal affection both between my husband and him and myself and him. And I also have a recollection in Hanover when Salve Sidus Polonorum was having its premiere at Expo, and he stood directly behind the conductor during the rehearsal and was making his own very violent gestures about what he really wanted the choir to be doing. The poor conductor didn't know he was standing right behind him, so there was a mirror effect going on.
As he told Polish Radio in a rare interview, I do what I do. Perhaps I should do it better, or I'm wasting time because I should be doing something else. I don't know. The Lord has given me ability, talent, so I'm trying not to waste that. Perhaps I did waste a bit, but the times were such. One had to stick out one's neck and sometimes get hands dirty, but it was because some things needed rescuing. The 10th anniversary of the death of Henryk Mikołaj Górecki coincides with the launch of the 8th edition of the International Days of Górecki's Music, an annual festival organized by the Silesian Philharmonic in Katowice, the southern Polish city where he spent the best part of his life and where he died on November the 12th, 2010. The festival comprises 8 concerts and runs until December the 6th, the date of the composer's birth in 1933. Due to pandemic restrictions, all of the concerts will be exclusively available to audiences online. I'm Elżbieta Krajewska, reporting for News from Poland.
And we'll conclude the cultural corner with Górecki staring him to the Blessed Virgin Mary, Matko Najświętsza. Polish today. Our Polish word of the day is the verb to miss, tęsknić. Repeat after me, tęsknić. And here's an example sentence. Tęskniła za nim bardzo, kiedy poszedł do wojska. She missed him a lot when he joined the army. So remember to practice tęsknić.
During market ups and downs, you face many questions and uncertainties. Is my 401k allocation still right? How will my retirement plans be impacted? How will my dreams and goals be affected? As an Ameriprise financial advisor, Steve Krzyzewski can provide you with solid strategies and tips to help you protect what matters and weather market volatility. To learn more, call Steve at 610-943-3117. That's 610-943-3117. Or stop by his office at 101 West Elm Street, Suite 610, Conshohocken, PA. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Czy chcesz śpiewać w żeńskim chórze? Chór imienia Marceli Kochańskiej-Sembry zaprasza. Próby odbywają się w każdy poniedziałek o godzinie 7.30 wieczorem. Miejscem spotkań jest Dom Polski przy 9150 Academy Road. Jeśli masz trochę czasu i lubisz śpiewać, spróbuj razem z nami. Możesz przyjść bezpośrednio na próbę lub zadzwoń do Dolores 215-633-0560. Śpiewamy pieśni kompozytorów polskich i amerykańskich. Pracujemy nad muzyką klasyczną i okolicznościową, a także kilka razy w roku dajemy koncerty. Wspólne śpiewanie pozwoli Ci na oderwanie się od dnia codziennego i chwilę relaksu. Spróbuj!
Hi, this is Debbie Michael. Tune to Polonia today here at WWDB 860 AM. And here in Philadelphia, remember, with the reimposition of COVID-19 restrictions, the Associated Polish Home must once again suspend hall rental, hopefully only until the new year. Our fundraising efforts are ongoing as we work to complete the outdoor beer garden, we're almost there, and other much-needed renovations. Check out Polish Home's website, polishhome.com, and our GoFundMe page. And as Mike signals me that another edition of Polonia Today is drawing to a close, you'll be listening to Sana and Bujda. That's BS. Thanks for listening to Polonia Today. Till next Sunday at 1:30, stay safe, wear your masks, wash your hands, maintain safe social distance. Do usłyszenia.
La 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 la. I te moje płyty winylowe, a ja chcę na co dzień mieć usta koralowe. Auć to bolało, słówek niemało, tak się zdawało, piękna, zgrabna, la, la. Bujda! La, 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 la. Do klubu nie chodzę, bo dla mnie za szybki ten rytm. Czy się z tym pogodzę? Chciałabym na co dzień mieć usta koralowe. Ups. Nie wiem, czy to paranoja. Ups. Mówi mi mantula moja. Ups. Gdy napoje bąbelkowe, chciałabym na co dzień mieć usta koralowe. Auć to bolało, słówek nie mało. Tak się zdawało, piękna, zgrabna, la, la.
Bujda! La, 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 la. La, 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 la.
błądzą, trochę mi gorąco, co tu o mnie sądzą? Sądzą, moje oczy błądzą, trochę mi gorąco, co tu o mnie sądzą? Sądzą.